want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is four-wheeled ovens. You get to meet a lot of very interesting people when you work odd jobs. Before I was fortunate enough to find my culinary calling, I had various stints working in a mason jar factory, on a golf course cutting crew, spraying concrete in Kansas, in a carnival roaming town to town where I worked the tilt-a-whirl, and selling flowers on the streets of Honolulu, and as a hot tar roofer, perhaps the worst job. When I worked as a tree trimmer, I worked with the owner, a guy named Terry. About the third week into our routine, he asked me if I wanted hot dogs for lunch. We were miles from any town at that juncture of our day. I said, sure, but it seems like we are a pretty far distance from town. We were traveling down the highway in his pickup truck. Terry said, it's cooking right now. I started them when you were working the wood chipper. There were no roadside campfires glowing in sight. I said, Terry, what in the world are you talking about? He coasted to a stop, got out, and lifted up the truck's hood. He took off the manifold cover and pulled out two packages wrapped in aluminum foil. He returned to the truck's cab and asked me to get some mustard packets out of the glove box. Then he unwrapped four hot dogs from the foil that, my mind began to figure out, he had cooked with the heat of the engine as it swirled around. The buns were steaming, and the aroma of juicy meat met the air. He smiled broadly and offered me to join him. I know my jaw had dropped the floorboard. I was no chef yet, and I gladly took in his truck oven puppies. It was years later where I began to hear of others who cooked in this way. There are the many who either are working truckers or the retired folks who roam the highways and two lanes of the world in their Winnebagos, Airstreams, and such. On one of the blogs I read, these mobile cooks stated the principle of preparing food from the excess heat of a car engine is simple. A hot spot is identified, such as the exhaust manifold. The food that is to be prepared is wrapped in several layers of tin foil, which serves two purposes. The first purpose is to act as a conductor so that the heat is distributed evenly. The second purpose is to shield the food away from any contaminants present in the engine compartment. The food is secured using steel wire and tied down to the hot spot. Finally, the car is driven until the food has been cooked. Further research brought me to a book titled Manifold Destiny. Two guys, one a photographer and one a travel writer. The authors claimed inspiration from a trip from Montreal to Boston, where they were inspired to keep a package of smoked meat from the famous Schwartz's of Montreal hot by placing it in a toasty and secure spot on the car's engine block. They appeared on TV shows soon after, touting their recipes, including poached fish, stuffed eggplant, and even game hens. So, if you find yourself with a long commute ahead and want a little home cooking, your oven just might be right under your hood. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing. Bison.